a Nacho Radio podcast.
The Dave and Darren podcast, only on Nacho Radio.
Here's how I know Darren's feeling better. He comes into the studio today with a 15-pack of Keystones.
Well, they're so reasonably priced. With the $3 coupon.
Oh, no. There's not really a $3 coupon.
Oh, yeah.
What does a 15-pack of Keystone go for?
$4.99.
So did you get it for $1.99?
No. Oh. So it's $7.99, and then they knock it down to $4.99.
Well, $4.99 is about what I paid for one of the
that
beers.
Can.
I'm enjoying a pseudo-sue from Toppling Goliath.
Somehow
we make this happen.
Susudio?
Is there not a beer named Susudio? Because there absolutely should be. There's always great names. It's one of the things I love about craft beer, the artwork and the names. Somebody's got to have a beer called Susudio, right?
How many kids got named Susudio? Back in 85 or whatever it was.
Because it's just a nonsense. It's just a nonsense name, right?
I think it is. Dilly Dilly. Someone was wondering about that the other day.
Dilly Dilly?
What's this Dilly Dilly? What's the significance? What's the historical significance of that? Well, I think it's made up.
Yeah, not a real thing.
Like everything is.
Not a real thing.
No.
Susudio was just him just making nonsense. It's not really a girl's name.
I don't
Although it
so.
Might be. At this point.
Could be now, yeah. Nice. She's 30-something years old now.
Was she... She would have been born,
Mama Susudio.
Yeah. Yeah, that's... I bet it happened.
Mama Susudio's pizza.
How many Rhiannons did you know before Fleetwood Mac? None. And now I bet everybody knows at least two. I'm not wrong.
You see a couple.
I'm just saying. Sometimes, every once in a while.
Please don't ask. Please don't ask. You know where I got the name. Don't ask.
This is a thing. This is a lesson that I've learned over the years. If you meet a woman and her name is in a song, don't bring that up. Because you instantly put yourself in the box of jerks that she's met her entire life. So if you meet someone and her name is in a popular song, don't sing the song. Don't even say like, oh, like in that song. Like, if you meet someone and her name is Roxanne, I assure you, she's aware of the song. You're not the first person to bring it up. By not bringing it up, you instantly...
Oh, like in that movie.
Oh, you're right. You don't even have to... Really, when someone tells you their name, you don't have to make the connection. If it helps you in your head to make that connection so you don't forget their name, and I do that, I think that's very helpful. Sometimes it's okay to have thoughts that you don't say out loud.
See, but that's the sort of little device that wouldn't help me because it'd be like, oh, that person, their name's a song.
Right.
But which song? Because there's a lot of songs. I don't know why I'm doing Brian Regan all of a sudden.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. But,
right.
But so, that's the device I'd be using, and it'd be like, all I would do is narrow it down to the fact that your name is a song.
Right. You would meet a girl named Susudio at a party, and a week later you'd be like...
It wouldn't do me any good.
Hello, Phil Collins!
Hello!
Jagger required!
Shiloh!
What album? Is Susudio on Face Value or No Jacket Required?
No Jacket Required.
Of course it's No Jacket Required. I felt like a dummy the minute I asked the question. Is she coming? I'll be there. I'll come running.
Not the first single from the record.
What was the first single from No Jacket Required? I'm gonna guess.
It was One More Night.
Oh boy, that's a great album. We were in the car the other day, and In the Air Tonight was on. And my wife wanted to get out of the car. I'm like, nobody gets out of this car
before the drum solo
until Phil lets us know it's okay to get out of the car. And instantly she knew. Instantly, because I was like, no, but hold on.
Did she agree with you?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, what was I thinking?
No. I mean, it's very rare that I'm the one who's making a correction. Don't Lose My Number and Take Me Home also on that fine album.
That's right.
Any lesser songs worth mentioning? Any what they call like B-sides on the... Only You and I Know is a great song. Was that not a single?
Is that the song you're thinking of?
Only you and I know.
No, you're thinking of Dave Mason.
Oh. Then I don't know that song.
Although the way you sang it is not the way the song goes.
A Long, Long Way to Go. I like that song a lot.
That's Foreigners.
No, no, no. Phil Collins. Switch it off if you want to.
See, I don't know the record that well.
Switch it off. It's a long, long way to go.
I'll tell you
my plan for the evening.
I had Face Value and Hello, I Must Be Going, but not the No Jacket Required.
So Another Day in Paradise.
I had bailed.
Another Day in Paradise is when it was time to bail on him, right? Or But Seriously was pretty bad, right? Was But Seriously the Another Day in Paradise? It was, wasn't it? I Wish It Would Rain Down, Something Happened on the Way to Heaven. Do You Remember? Not bad. Not great, though. I had a buddy, and we're still friends to this day, high school buddy. And it was, for him, it was Megadeth, Metallica, and Phil Collins.
Really?
That was the Holy Trinity.
Huh.
And REM, too, I guess. But
I'm surprised he didn't work on their records.
Phil Collins?
Yes.
Well,
he was showing up everywhere.
Now that would be something else. He's supposed to be mounting something of a comeback, right?
I don't know.
I think that that's the plan, that he's going to...
The kids are grown up, and it's time to go ahead and do something again?
Mm-hmm. But Seriously, not to be confused with my favorite Joe Walsh record. But Seriously, folks.
Right.
Now, if you could do a mashup of that, that'd be wonderful. I think I'll be listening to some Phil Collins while I'm grilling chicken after the podcast.
And not to be...
The weather outside is just wonderful. In fact, I regret not setting things up outside.
Your favorite Phil Collins record, not Hello, I Must Be Going, not to be confused with Hello There, I Must Be Going.
Oh, hello there. Phil Collins and Marty Allen.
Uh-huh.
That would be... Now you'd
Collins
have
Collins and Allen. I think they were married. I think that's what that whole Face Value album was about.
I think you're right.
Could be. It's.
I think his story checks out, everybody.
Yeah, Face Value is the falling in love.
Falling in love with this weather. I know it's a podcast, and you guys can listen to this whenever you want. You could be listening to this in the dead of winter, for all we know. But right now, as we sit here in the Capriati studio,
improvement.
It's like 65 degrees and sunny, and it's wonderful.
An improvement. Are actually going to grill some chicken.
Firing up the grill for some Italian chicken.
Good for you.
We'll be firing that up here immediately following the festivities here.
Good deal. Good idea.
Looking forward to making that happen. Well, there's a lot going on. Should we just jump right into
it? We sure can, if you'd like.
Or would you like more of this?
We should mention if you want to reach out.
Getting to know you, Phil Collins chatter.
If you would like to reach out to the podcast, use the Harrington Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO. Harrington's Pub, 2321 Cumberland Square Drive in Bettendorf. Join Harrington's Pub for the Quant City's best St. Patrick's Day celebration. That's happening. Actually, the parade and everything lands on St. Patrick's Day this year, Saturday.
How about that?
March 17th, doors are going to be opening at 8 o'clock at Harrington's Pub. $3 domestic tall boys, $4 Jamesons, also $4 Guinness pints and $5 Irish car bombs, free corned beef and cabbage with any drink purchase. And there's live music starting at 1 o'clock at Harrington's Pub. And then if you're working on Saturday, you get stuck and you don't get a chance to party on that Saturday, that's okay.
Who would dare?
Doesn't matter. If it happens, it happens, because Harrington's Pub is going to be partying even harder on Sunday.
Well, now you're talking.
Opening at 10 a.m. with the same drink specials and $2 Wells live music from Molly Duran from 2 to 5. Make sure you stop in and get your Harrington's Pub apparel. The podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry at 3320 East Kimberly Road in Davenport, next to Green Buick. Their bridal sale is going on now. Come in and check out their engagement ring starting at just $350 and their selection of GIA-certified loose diamonds. GIA is the world's foremost authority on diamonds. Also, check out their custom bridal line. Visit Mary, Terry, and Ellen today. Their passion for jewelry and gems will be present each time you find the perfect piece for yourself. Come in and see and feel the difference. Take advantage of their interest-free financing. Find the perfect gift for every occasion. They're open from Tuesday through Saturday, starting at 9 a.m. at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry in Davenport. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. Sandwiches, soups, and salads, cold and hot subs, and cap specials, including the Bobby, turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, and mayo. Voted the greatest sandwich in America. Try their new Capture 2 today. Select half a sub and a salad, half a sub and a cup of soup, or a cup of soup and salad at Capriati Sandwich Shop. Download the Loyalty app and get free food. And, of course, When you're there for lunch and or dinner, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
All right, so our phone number, if you want to text us on the Harrington's Pub text line, it's 470-23-NACHO. A couple of great ones I wanted to respond to here on the show.
Sure.
People, 309 took a picture. It says, this one's for Darren. They were obviously watching television at some point.
Good.
And Major League Fishing was on from Michigan.
Yep.
How are you doing on your fishing?
Not well. Haven't done well for a couple years, more than a couple years. We just had the second tournament of your FLW season, fantasy mm-hmm. fishing season.
Yes.
And took it right in the seats again.
Well, that's...
Hook right in the crotch.
That's is, no good.
Yeah.
And then someone telling me...
Hook right in the tip.
Jesus, Darren.
And it's not pleasant.
Here's one.
Where's the worst place you ever got hooked when you were fishing? You had to get hooked a few times.
I got one right in the face.
Right in the face.
A girl in Arkansas put a hook right through my cheek. Right here.
I had a buddy who had a big, out in the sea
hook. Yeah.
And put it right through his cheek. Had to go to the hospital.
Well, I think, relatively speaking, it would have been about the same injury. I was smaller.
Well,
I was like 8 when it happened.
Yeah, he was probably more like 48.
Mm. This one says, hey, Dave, leave the gun, take the cannoli. Godfather is on AMC at 5 p.m. I can't watch The Godfather on AMC. I can't watch it with commercials.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix. I think the whole Godfather trilogy is on Netflix. Plus, I've got the VHS and the DVD. But yeah, I can't watch it on AMC.
If you're pushed between one or the other, which one do you take?
Godfather 2.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. If I have to pick one, I take Godfather 2.
Okay.
But that's a difficult call. And then there was one more I wanted to share. Somebody responding to the Apple AirPower charging mat we were talking about, and we were wondering what the point of it was. 563 says that charging mat will allow you to charge multiple things with only one wall outlet.
No, I think we established
Sounds
that.
Sounds awesome. Well, I mean, I guess it seems completely unnecessary to me, but, you know, so does the Apple Watch, and there are people who enjoy that, too. So
number one.
The fact that you have to have an iPhone for the Apple Watch to be any damn good, to me, makes just no sense. If it's you don't have to have your phone with you, that's one thing. But you've got to have your phone with you in order for the watch to be worth anything, right?
Yeah.
So what's the point?
Can you make a call on the watch?
Yeah, as long as you've got your phone in your pocket.
All right.
Right? So what are we doing here?
I don't know.
Number one, scientists working hard to figure out viruses that we have not yet encountered. They want to stay ahead of the game. Instead of just dealing with things as they show up, they would like to figure out viruses that we haven't figured out yet. This is an ambitious effort to track down global threats, they say. They're afraid of pandemics, illnesses that strike the entire world. The Global Virome Project believes there could be as many out in the wild. Could be as many as 263,000 unknown wildlife viruses.
At least.
Capable of infecting people.
Has to be.
And their goal is we would like to identify 71% of the 263,000.
We would like to
viruses.
Rule your land with our knowledge.
This is just, I mean, the more I read this, the more I think, why am I leaving the house on
a regular
basis?
Don't stand a chance.
We only know about 260 of the 1.7 million pathogens that are out there waiting to kill us. So they want to get on the ball and try and figure things out beforehand.
Well, drug sounds makers, like they got plenty to figure out.
Drug makers are saying, look, it's impossible. How do you expect us to come up with vaccines when you're just introducing this stuff to us? Like, here, fix this. If we had a little bit longer time, we could make more effective vaccines, you see. So that's what this is about. But the idea that out there in the wild right now, they think there's 263,000 viruses that we've not yet encountered, just laying in wait for us. Again, for the pandemic that turns us all into
now,
zombies.
Now, do they use names for these vaccines? Do they have, like, the same way that they, like, name...
Well, they name viruses.
The way they name storms.
Well, I know they name viruses. I don't know that... And then the vaccines would be named, like, drug name,
Maxine the vaccine.
Number two.
Two.
Anyone call their kids Maxine anymore?
I don't think that happens.
I want you to meet my baby, Maxine.
Well, she's so glamorous. What a glamour baby. Look at the puss on that one.
Uh-huh.
That's fantastic. Maxine is, it'd be a cool name. If it's your baby's name, God
my
bless.
My baby, she walks between the raindrops back to the door.
It does seem unusual.
Huh? Yeah.
There's a lot of names that, I was reading an article about all the names that were popular when we were kids, and they just like you don't meet
when
any...
When we were kids.
Right.
So, like what?
Think of all of your friends' kids.
Meet my baby.
There's no...
Kevin.
There's no Kevins. That's number one on the list. Like, the deadest name. Something happened in our culture where
I wonder if that's something that Kevin Smith brings up at the Orpheum Theater when he's not talking about Almost Dropping Dead.
Yeah, how about that?
Two tickets available, by the way, left.
The last you heard.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody on our Facebook...
together.
Somebody on our Facebook page is like, oh, this is cool that he's coming. Yeah. We should get tickets. I'm thinking...
Well, act fast and you're not sitting together. Unless you can convince somebody,
I don't know,
to do so.
Yeah,
to swap with you.
Names that used to be popular that are no longer popular.
Well, see, now Darren was never popular.
Oh, I know plenty of Darrens. You're not the
not
only,
popular
you're not the,
though.
You're not the only Darren I know.
Yeah, but not popular. Never popular. Never scratched. Never even considered scratching the top 10 of any year ever, ever.
Kevin in the 70s was number 13 on the list. Let's see. Scott? Does anyone name their kid Scott anymore?
Meet my baby, Scott.
Baby Scott. let's see. I'm looking at here. Popular names from the 70s. Todd.
No Todds?
You don't really meet any Todds these days, do you?
I do meet Todds.
I know a million Todds, but they're all my age.
No baby Todd.
That's what I'm saying. I don't see Maxine on the list.
No, here. I don't suppose so.
I don't know that that was ever super popular.
Well, you might have to go back a few years earlier than us.
Yeah, yeah. Maxine vaccine.
Yeah. I got the Maxine vaccine.
Two.
She can't.
Thank you, top five singers. You always keep us on track.
She can't hurt me now.
Well, there's this story from PalmBeachPost.com.
In Florida?
Yeah. You know, the mail has this slogan that neither rain nor snow nor heat nor gloom of night,
which doesn't make sense,
stays
in Florida,
these couriers from the swift completion of their appointed rounds. And the idea is the post office, nothing stops the U.S. mail, right? Well, there is a postal worker who's saying, I found something that I'm not putting up with.
And that is?
A nudist colony. I'm not going to go to a nudist colony to deliver the mail. It's not happening.
Well, you don't have to go in the nudist colony.
You do. That's where they live.
Don't you? But you don't go in the delivery.
Yeah, you do. That's where they have their mailboxes.
Nice mailbox.
Thanks. I just had it stuffed. It's a nudist colony there in Florida. They're not happy because the postal carrier is refusing to deliver packages inside the gates of the resort where they all hang out nude all the time.
What could they possibly be ordering? They're not ordering clothes.
No. I
sunscreen?
Natch. Magnifying glasses?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Residents of the...
Yank?
Residents of the...
I don't suppose you're allowed to wear the Yank while you're in a nudist colony.
That's cheating, Kevin, and you know it. We're all nudes.
We're
here.
All nudes, but yeah.
Just because I can see your wang doesn't mean you're nude. And each step you take is offensive to the whole community here at the Eden RV Resort and City Retreat in Hudson, Florida.
The noises that you make after every step, every move you make, every step you take.
Let me ask you this. Is every nudist colony named some sort of offshoot of Eden? It seems like every time we have a story about a nudist colony, it's like Eden's Promise.
The Barbara of Eden?
The Eden, yeah. We get
the,
it.
Nudist Saint,
we're just nude like Adam and Eve. Get it?
St. Barbara of Eden.
Yeah. It's a female postal carrier, and she's saying, I'm not doing this. I'm not dropping off mail for these nudists. They say, look, we're a family resort. It's been in Pasco County, Florida since 1968.
Look at my...
The year of the Big Mac, Darren.
Look at my naked baby Todd.
A clothing optional facility that has mailboxes... The mailboxes are outside the gate, but when a package doesn't fit, the carrier is supposed to deliver it inside the camp. Well, this female carrier is saying, I'm not doing it. And she just marks the package as undeliverable.
Well, why doesn't she just leave them there at the gate?
With the snake.
With the snake. There's a snake at the gate.
It came in the mail. The snake mail.
Someone sent away for a snake, and it's at the gate.
The snake's at the gate for Zsa Zsa.
Did we lose Zsa Zsa finally?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, she's been dead for a while now. Right? I'm certain of it. Huh. Am I belly button certain? Yes.
Okay.
Zsa Zsa Gabor died in 2016.
Okay, so not that long ago.
Yeah, Frederick Prince von Anhalt.
Did they make him leave the country finally?
Leave the country?
Your meal ticket is gone.
No, he'll be running the show here before too
long.
That's
probably true.
Three.
Everybody get your tiki torches and join me at the gate for the snake dance. Number three.
Time for the union of the snake.
Ah, you will not replace us. Number three, a lioness at the Oklahoma City Zoo has people baffled. The veterinarians are scratching their heads. She's a lioness. What is it you think, Darren, that this lioness has done that has veterinarians going, huh?
We don't get it, huh?
Yeah, they don't know. Her name is Bridget. She's a lioness there at the Oklahoma City Zoo. She is 18 years old, a lioness, and she has done something that has veterinarians going, well, this doesn't make any damn sense.
She won't wake up.
No. She grew a mane.
Grew a mane.
Yeah. That's something that males do, not females. They got a gender-fluid lion there at the Oklahoma City Zoo.
Smoothie the lion.
Yeah, exactly. Veterinarians are saying this is incredibly unusual. They think it's due to a problem with her ovaries, that her body might be producing too much testosterone as a result.
She thinks it's the main event.
This is very unusual for a lioness.
Extra, extra.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that. You had no way of knowing this, Darren, but number four today.
Uh-huh.
Four.
Barbara Streisand is admitting that she has cloned her dog. In fact, her dog has been cloned twice.
Well, see, that doesn't really help out other dogs.
You don't understand the... You wouldn't do that?
Clone my dog?
Yeah.
No, probably not.
Well...
First, it's probably very costly.
Well, let's assume you've got Barbara Streisand money.
Okay, so she's willing to pay for it, huh?
She has cloned her dog twice.
Where does the baby grow?
Inside Barbara Streisand. She is host to the puppy.
She's also host to the puppy, huh?
Yeah, she has, these are called cotton de tulle dogs. It just looks like a damn rich person's dog, like a little white fluffy, mm-hmm. you know, rat. Looks like a rat with a haircut. She says...
Everything's a rat.
She says, well, they have different personalities. I'm waiting for them to get older so I can see if they have Samantha's brown eyes and seriousness. I guess the original dog was Samantha.
You can't tell now if they've got brown eyes?
Well...
How old do you have to be before your eyes turn the color that they're going to be?
Samantha the dog, before the dog passed on, Barbara Streisand had cells taken from the dog's mouth and stomach for the replicating purposes.
Uh-huh.
She also has a third dog. So the clones are Miss Violet and Miss Scarlet.
Maxine.
And then there's a third dog named Miss Fanny. Now, Miss Fanny is a distant cousin of Samantha, not a clone. But the Miss Violet and Miss Scarlet are, in fact, clones of the dog that passed away last year. Cloning a dog...
That didn't take long.
Cloning a dog can cost up to $50,000.
Yeah, now, you could be spending your money helping other dogs than doing that.
It's her money. She can spend it the way she wants.
Well, that's true. She earned it.
I mean, $50,000...
She's a talent.
$50,000 for Barbara Streisand is like the $7 you spent on a Keystone 15-pack.
I didn't spend $7
on that. That's right. I forgot you have a coupon. How much did it end up costing
$4.99, and then you got to throw in the tariff and then the deposit.
There's no you didn't buy it overseas. You're not getting duty-free Keystone. Let's quit throwing around words like tariff.
Five.
Number five.
Finally, number five, Don Gorski's back in the news.
Don Gorski.
We've talked about Don.
No, I know that we have.
Time and time again.
Don Gorski.
Yes.
Which one's Don?
Don Gorski lives in Wisconsin. Do you know what his claim to fame is?
Is that the guy with all the DUIs?
No, but I can understand why you would think that. Don Gorski, you're going to, the second I'll you remember myself. This, you are okay. going to kick yourself. Don Gorski is the guy who has eaten two Big Macs every day since May 17th, 1972.
Okay.
He is about to eat
two Big Macs a day.
Big Macs every day, every single day.
I wonder what he thinks of like the Mac Junior and the Grand Mac. He probably leaves those alone, doesn't he?
Well, I mean,
it's none of my business to have a bigger Big Mac or a smaller Big Mac. I just need a Big Mac.
Yeah. Don Gorski has eaten two Big Macs every day since May 17th, 1972. And he is about to hit his 30,000th Big Mac.
Uh-huh.
He says he's going to keep eating Big Macs every day until the day he dies. That's the plan. Everybody's got a plan.
Yeah. No, that is the question we always ask. How many? And he holds up how many fingers?
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. It's always the how many.
Yeah. It's just one just, for now. Yeah,
just one?
As soon as I got my first car, this is the first place I came to. I bought three Big Macs, ate them out there, enjoyed them so much, and I came back about 5 o'clock at night, bought three more,
Jesus,
ate them out there.
Don.
Came back around 11 o'clock before they closed and ate three more. So
I could listen to Don spin yarn about Big Macs all day long.
You don't have a lot of friends, do you, Don? I just ate them right out there. Nine Big Macs in that first day.
So he's 64 years old, and he's retired now. Lives there in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. He says, I love Big Macs so much, I'll keep eating them until I die.
I think McDonald's was one of the first places I ever drove to after getting a license.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, you know what? I'm going to go get myself some nuggets.
First place I drove to when I got my license was the gas station to put gas in the car, and I promptly hit a gas pump. Had my license 30 minutes, and I hit something.
Yeah. Oh, no, there's plenty of stories of people who getting in accidents on the way back from the... From getting their license.
He says, if I live to be as old as my dad, I'll get to 40,000 Big Macs. He basically looks in... He uses Big Macs basically as a measurement of time. He says, for some reason, I never get sick. I'm just lucky. My weight stays the same. I have a cholesterol of 160. Is that good?
What's that?
His cholesterol is 160. I don't know if that's good or not.
So he knocks out about 700 a year, huh?
Yeah. It's what he loves to do, and he's about to hit number 30,000 on the list. He says, most days, that's all I eat. I do eat other foods, but not very much. If you catch me eating,
so out. He didn't eat Big Macs those first 4 years of existence for the
no,
Big Mac?
No, he didn't have his license.
Oh.
He says that he's, quote, a little bit obsessive compulsive. I like to eat the same thing every day. He says, if you were to look at everything he's ever eaten since 1972, Big Macs are between 90 and 95% of his total diet. I've heard that somewhere that if you eat the same thing every day, it's
not bad for you?
Well, I guess it depends. I mean, because a Big Mac, you've got lettuce.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think lettuce is really great for you, though, right? Pickles are better for you than lettuce, right?
You've got onion.
Onion. So there's three vegetables there. You get your protein. You get your bread.
Cheese, dairy.
I guess it's a Big Mac's a perfect food then, right?
Well, I probably you could maybe find worse.
Well?
If you're just like eating saltwater taffy all day long.
Now, I'm certain there is somewhere on Earth a guy who eats nothing but saltwater taffy.
Well, there's somebody who eats...
I'd love to tell his story.
There's someone who eats just whatever you want to come up with. There's someone doing it.
Well, his name is Zeke Mac.
Yes.
If you want it. That's a
did we
back.
Come up with
those
if
are the
you
top
want
five
it?
Things?
Did he not say if you want it?
He never says if you want it.
He doesn't?
I could have sworn he did, but he doesn't say.
We added that?
Yeah, I think that's our creation.
Well, that's kind of disappointing.
Well, I think it's so in the spirit of Zeke that it's.
He doesn't say it anywhere?
I don't think he says, I got wall spray.
If you want it. No, he doesn't say that
I
either.
I think he goes, I got some wall spray.
You want it?
I don't think he says if you want it. I think we added that.
Oh.
It's kind of like how...
where do we get off?
Well, listen, here's how I equate it, man. It's like beam me up, Scotty. Captain Kirk never says beam me up, Scotty. But it's just become part of the lexicon.
I know.
Because it sounds like something he'd say.
Something that should be
or
said.
Play it again, Sam. He never says that in Casablanca. But we all, it's just so much
Judy, a part of the story.
Exactly.
Never gets said.
Never once, Darren. Never once.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg, where coming on Friday, March 30th, it's Loving Vincent, Oscar-nominated, the world's first fully painted feature film. Also coming to the Orpheum Theater, magician Bill Blagg, comedian Henry Cho, Peter Pan Jr., and more, including Kevin Smith. Again, only a couple seats are available, guys, so you got to act fast.
You said two and they're not together.
Two and they're not together. But, yeah, he had a heart attack, but yeah, he's going to be there. So get your tickets. Tickets are available at the Galesburg Orpheum website, which is galesburgorpheum.org, by phone 309-342-2299, or at the Orpheum Theater box office. The Orpheum Theater serves wine and beer, including Iron Spike Brews. The Orpheum Theater is available for private events, including weddings and movie rentals. The Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. Lean forward, engage, and be entertained. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio. Get one of their delicious sandwich and one of their delicious soups, including turkey chili, tomato bisque, clam chowder, chicken noodle, and chicken tortilla. Excuse me. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's, home of the Quad City's very best cheesesteak. They're also located at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Harrington Pub text line 470-23-NACHO, Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive in Bettendorf. Home of the Quad City's very best Bloody Mary. And there's live music on Thursdays with $3 Miller and Coors Bottles on Thursdays. This Thursday, March 3rd, it's Sean Kistler at Harrington's Pub in Bettendorf.
Marvelous. North Carolina woman won $1 million from the lottery, and she thanks her love of chicken wings for making the whole thing possible.
She's always thanking chicken wings.
Sayana.
Mindy Cohn.
Sayana Bragg. Said she made a trip to something called the Cruiser 50 store in Durham, North Carolina, because she had a hankering for some chicken wings.
Did you go into a place called Cruiser 50?
Cruiser 50 sounds like a place where
You're going to get touched.
Champions go to check each other out.
Uh-huh.
She says...
Cruiser 50. We used to call it Credit Island.
Yeah, I don't understand. It must be a North Carolina thing. If you're a North Carolina listener and you can explain to us what Cruiser 50 is, the text line, the Harrington's Pub text line, is here for you at 470-23-NACHO. She says she had to have chicken wings, so she went to the Cruiser 50 store to get them. And then while she was there, she thought, I'll buy a scratch-off ticket as well.
Sure.
Scratched it off in her car and revealed that she had just won the $1 million fever ticket.
Isn't that nice?
And then she decides, well,
I'm going to get more chicken wings.
I'm going to finish these wings, and I'm going to drive right to the lottery office and cash this thing in, uh-huh. Which she did. She then drove directly to the lottery headquarters to pick up her winnings.
Brought $1 million home.
Yeah.
Went out to go get some chicken wings and brought back $600,000.
Isn't that great?
That is something.
That's not a bad
thing. And I'm not telling anybody. Screw you people.
Well, she says she's going to take a vacation, a long vacation, and visit family with her lottery win. Family's the last...
Don't tell your family! those are the last people you need to tell.
Right?
Because they're expecting their cut.
Yeah, tell strangers.
Tell strangers!
In a town you don't live
because
in.
Because you tell strangers that story and you give them a $20 bill and they're thrilled. you tell your cousin that and give them a $20 bill and they'll hit you over the head with a vase. Or a shovel.
You don't want that.
No, you don't want that.
That's the last thing you want. They've got motive. Don't give these people what they want. Cruiser 50. Great chicken wings. Sometimes you win lots of money. We've talked about clones. Let's talk about drones. Dolce & Gabbana now has drones running down the runway with clothing. The Italian designers have sent drones down the runway instead of models to showcase their handbags for the upcoming fall-winter 2018 fashion show there in Milan.
Boy,
How are you taking that if you're a model?
You're not taking it well because this is all I do.
Dolce & Gabbana replaced millennials on the runway with drones. proving no one is safe from being made obsolete by technology.
Outsource.
That's according to Fashionista.com deputy editor Tyler McCall.
And yes, we do.
Yeah.
Subscribe.
Well, I follow him. You know, I'm a fashionista. I mean, that's me all over the place. Hey, sisters, you're doing it for yourself. So you've come a long way, baby. And now the female version of Johnny Walker Black is finally on store shelves. Jane Walker. Johnny Walker Black now has a new
Why
version.
Don't they call it Jenny Walker?
That would have been a better name.
It is a better name.
Especially when you consider that people who are old enough to drink booze, like Jenny's a very popular name.
Okay.
I don't know why you're not making these decisions, Darren.
Jane Walker?
Well, I mean, is Jane the equivalent of John?
Okay, maybe it is, but we're talking about Johnny, not John.
Mm-hmm. Jane Walker, company head honcho, say it's an attempt to target the female audience. There will be a woman on the logo. It's the first change in the packaging of Johnny Walker Black in over 100 years. And $1 for every Jane Walker edition bottle will go towards supporting women's progress.
Women's, what does that mean?
Women's progress?
That sounds like a made-up fund.
It's the human fund, isn't it?
The Woman Progress Fund.
We'll be making, they say, up to $250,000. So $1 per bottle. We're going to donate it to Women's Progress. What is that?
I don't know. Sounds made up.
Have you seen this video about the kid in China who decides to take a leak in the elevator?
Uh-uh.
Oh, it's great.
It's not the best idea.
It's great. Well, no, it's not, especially because he pulls it out and just starts whizzing on the buttons at the in the elevator. And it causes...
That kid's going to be a menace.
Well, this is the thing. One, you're in an elevator. There's cameras in elevators.
Well, you could short the whole thing out.
Which is what happened. He shorted the whole thing out. The elevator got stuck. They had to come and rescue him.
He's the only one in there?
Yep.
How old?
Old enough to know better. This kid's at least 14, I'd say.
Oh, well, then that's just vandalism.
Yeah. Yeah. So he pulls it out, starts whizzing on the buttons.
You're not talking about like a cute little 2 or 3 year old.
The thing short circuits, the doors fail to open, and the lights just start to flicker.
I'd leave it.
And then this monster was trapped in the elevator with his urine smell.
I'd leave him in there.
I would too. Once you open it up and you smell what happened, it's like, okay, nope. You can go ahead and rot in here, you little monster. How about this? Stan Lee is the victim. They say that someone has stole $1.4 million from Stan Lee, and they're trying to get to the bottom of it. He's very old and very confused.
Well, that's what he wants you to believe.
Someone, according to TMZ, siphoned $850,000 out of one of his bank accounts and bought a condo. Another $300,000 also disappeared. So he's dealing with health issues. Also, he's
touching people.
He's a little handsy.
He's touching.
Which isn't good. It's not a great look, Stan. Smiling Stan. Yeah, they say the cops are looking into trying to figure out how it is that somebody was able to steal. When you add it up, $1.4 million has just kind of magically disappeared from Stanley. I tell you whose problems you don't want today, and I shouldn't enjoy this as much as I do. This says more about me and the kind of person I am, but at least I'm better than this person. This Ryan Seacrest's got a whole bunch of problems now.
Now, I have to imagine he's touching everybody.
Well, the thing is, as of now, and I will say this in his defense, right now it's just one person.
Uh-huh.
When it's one person making an allegation, I'm willing to give you the benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
It's when it's multiple, multiple accusers.
Someone could be coming at you. I get it.
This guy's got more money than he...
I know.
Jesus, he's on that Kelly Ripa show.
I don't know when he sleeps.
He does mornings on, radio all across the country. He's on American Idol.
I know.
He does the E! Show. He'll be doing all the red carpet stuff. I mean, this is a guy that, first of all, has too many jobs.
He does have too many jobs.
And too much money. So that makes him a target.
It could be.
He is now being accused of sexual misconduct by, I guess, his former stylist.
Should give me a little style. Why don't you give me a little style on my crotch?
Now, he is vehemently denying that anything happened.
Okay, maybe it didn't.
But the stylist, she's saying that Yeah, no, he did all kinds of just creepy stuff. At one point, and now people are saying that he should not be allowed.
Well, creepy's different than harassment.
Well, no. Let me.
You're just a kind of a creep.
Misconduct claims filed against him in November. This was at the E Studios, where Seacrest was working when it happened. They did an investigation at E and found insufficient evidence to support the claims against Seacrest. But now his longtime personal stylist is saying that she suffered, her words now, years of unwanted sexual aggression. She says she got the job working at E in 2007, and she got fired in 2013 after making complaints about Ryan Seacrest. He would grind his erect penis against her while he was only wearing underwear.
Yeah, you can't do that.
He would grope her vagina and would slap her so hard on the ass that she suffered large visible welts.
See, that's a lot. That's much worse than creepy.
No, that's assault. You should go to jail for that if, in fact, it's true. She says she went to E.
Did the grinding?
Went to E and complained, and then they fired her.
Are you trying to say he did the grinding?
A little bit there, yes.
I work all day and I work all night.
He makes $10 million a year for hosting Live. He makes another $10 million a year for hosting American Idol. And then he's the producer of all this Kardashian nonsense.
This guy's
making Oprah money.
Oh,
how much money does this cat make a year? I bet he's making
$70 million.
$70 million a year? To do what?
Those are big checks. Those are big checks every 2 weeks.
Well, now people are saying, listen, he shouldn't be on the red carpet for the Oscars asking people what they're wearing when he's,
do the grinding.
Accused of all this stuff. So you're going to have all these actresses who are all in this Me Too movement.
Right, yeah.
Walking
by. I don't want to talk to you.
And it's like, no, I'm not talking to somebody who rubs his wiener on women that works for him. So, yeah.
Well, he might have to put up with that. He might have to put up with some shunning.
Yeah. Well, if it's not true, you know what? Even if it's not true, I don't feel bad. What a jerk. I don't like the guy. And that says more about me. It's probably true, right?
Quite possible it's true.
I just think it's weird that it's only one person he pulled this with. Usually these power junkie jerk guys do it to more than one person.
Well, maybe we'll get more.
Well, once that happens, then they got to make a decision.
Then you'll be on board.
All right. That's it for this show. We're back on Thursday.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Make 2018 your year and enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages as well as whole bean coffee. And loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company, join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast, of course, is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. You can become one today. We would appreciate it if you did. As well as everyone who shops Amazon.com.
We haven't checked in a while. Have we had any new ones?
No, it's been a little while, so that'd be nice.
We got it.
Be nice to hear a timpani.
But
we're standing strong with what we got, but it'd be nice to kind of add some people to the family. You can shop Amazon using the link at nachoradio.com. The podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. Try it today. How about maybe a chicken cheesesteak, premium grilled chicken and melted provolone cheese, fried onions with hot or sweet peppers? Absolutely delicious at both locations, 53rd Street in Davenport, 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. And thanks for chiming in on the Harrington Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO, again, where they're going to have a big, big party starting on Saturday, March 17th. It's the St. Patrick's Day weekend, and they're going to have live music starting at 1 o'clock. Jeff and Jordan from 1 till 4, Doug Brundy's from 4:30 till 7:30, and two Brads featuring Bobby Ray Bunch, 8 to 11. That's at Harrington's Pub starting at 8 a.m. on Saturday, March 17th, the Quad City's best St. Patrick's Day celebration at Harrington's Pub, 2321 Cumberland Square Drive in Bettendorf.
Timpani!
Hit me!
Darren, we have news.
You're not making this up,
no,
are you?
No! Somebody signed in February 16th.
All right.
Thank you to Matintosh.
I wonder if that was like a... Oh, I couldn't possibly. Oh, go ahead.
Matintosh joining
you
us
before...
at the $3 a month level. We welcome you, Matintosh. We're thrilled that you're here. That's awesome.
Oh, age before beauty.
Right on. Also,
I wonder if that was a Valentine's Day gift.
The gift that keeps on giving.
It is the gift that keeps on giving.
The whole year long. Thanks for listening, everybody. We're back on Thursday. Until we get a chance to do it for you again, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, representing. This is for the Quad Cities reppin' spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.